What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. Good. We have a ton to get to. It's mostly college football. We'll mix in some NFL. We'll cover the Clemson-Georgia Tech game in depth. We'll get back into that conversation. So that's all coming your way today. We also have the You Pick 'em games to go over. It's funny because I was talking with Kwok about this during the break, about specifically about Alabama, Wisconsin. And because there's no way I'm laying 20 and a half with Alabama. Okay. I don't care who they're playing. I don't. I hate Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin sucks. I think they blow out. They're garbage. I think the O'Neal kid played all right last week at quarterback. But my dilemma is I think Alabama sucks too. And so I'm not taking one team that I think sucks and laying 20 and a half to another that sucks. I've heard a little of this on ESPN where they're talking about Alabama's victory last week. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, I'm sorry, beat a real team. All right. Beat one real team. Cause you haven't. I don't know. We're going to talk about all of that. We're gonna get right to this today because I'm worried that we're gonna run out of time over the course of this afternoon, and I want to talk about everything that Georgia Tech is, who they are, what they are, where does Clemson attack them, what's important. We've talked about some of these things already, so we're gonna get to all this. We'll break down all the contest games. We'll have other college football games that we'll get to. So we're gonna talk about all these things today. All right, when it comes to Georgia Tech, I'm going to retrace because, you know, yesterday was basically an all 9/11 show. We've done this show for 17 years, and I always encourage you to speak sports, whatever's on your mind that day. And yesterday, it was virtually 4 hours of 9/11. I mean, there was a little bit of sports mixed in, but, you people steered the whole way, and I thought you were terrific, and obviously the show's been pretty acclaimed in terms of the response, so we appreciate that very much. Let's get to this, though. Let's talk football today, and let's start with Clemson, Georgia Tech. I've emphasized that, you know, I think we're in this industry, we're always too quick to label things must wins. I've said this about this game. I said it 2 days ago, but this sure feels like a must win from a Clemson standpoint. I do think at some point this year Clemson's going to turn it around, start to play better football. I think the quarterback, Cade Klubnik, at some point is going to turn it around and start to play better football, start to play more confident football, start to get the ball out of his hands. Whether that's this week or not, I don't know. There's been some suggestion that a Texas defensive coordinator, a coordinator who was part of that Texas scheme and Blake Gideon, might breed some familiarity for Cade Klubnik and therefore help his confidence level. In other words, seeing a somewhat similar scheme to what he saw a year ago. I'm not buying that completely because Georgia Tech defensively is playing some man coverage as well. They were certainly playing some man coverage last week. So I don't know really what Gideon is going to present. You know, we'll see what he shows Clemson, but Santucci was a zone coverage guy. He was a make you piece it down the field guy. And Gideon, I think, is a little more multiple. We'll find out when this game is played. But let's start by talking about Georgia Tech's offense and who and what they are and why Haynes King is so good in this offense. I think the reality about Haynes King is when that dude is healthy, he is really, really difficult to deal with. Now, when is he healthy? That's a different question. But, you know, look, I think when you talk about what he's accomplished at Georgia Tech, I think when he's played and he's been healthy, they've been really good. Now, look, they're not, they don't have Clemson's level of talent. So for Georgia Tech to win like 7-8 games in a year is actually a pretty good accomplishment. But Haynes King is the leader of that football team. And as Dabo Swinney, I think, correctly said, he's the toughest kid playing the position. Actually, Dabo Swinney says he's the toughest kid playing college football in America, which is exactly what I've said numerous times. And he is. He just keeps coming back for more, but he doesn't know when to say when. And that I don't think that's always to his favor. I don't think – as long as he's healthy, he's the quarterback you're going to see on the field. You're not going to see Aaron Philo in this game, I don't think, at all. I think Philo is the better pure passer, but Philo just does not read defenses at this point. His pre-snap reads are not good. He's confused by a lot of what he sees, and you're not going to see him unless – unless Haynes King is not right. Philo can throw the ball. I mean, and I will say this, against Gardner-Webb, a game he wound up throwing for 375 yards or whatever, Gardner-Webb also surrendered 375 yards to a nobody in their other game passing. So I don't think it really matters very much. I think early in the game, Philo had some wide open shots down the field and just badly underthrew them for some strange reason, and I thought he had a lot of difficulty early in that game. So I don't think you're going to see him. So let's get that question out of the way. As long as King is healthy, he's going to take every snap. If he's not healthy, that changes. And they do believe in Philo, and I think they should. I mean, I think Philo can really throw the football. I think at some point in the future, when his knowledge catches up with his talent to throw, I think you'll see a really good college quarterback. But in terms of the here and now, Haynes King is a warrior, and he's the leader of that football team, and he's a maestro running that offense. And, last year he completed 73% of his passes, which is amazing because he really couldn't throw. I mean, he was injured to that degree, and he really couldn't throw. So, what is he now? What's this injury now? We've heard lower body injury. When did this occur? What are we talking about? Allegedly, he's gotten better during the week. I haven't seen what Georgia Tech said in the last 24 hours, but prior to that, it sure seemed like he was going to play. I assume if he's going to be out there, you're going to get that warrior spirit. You got it against Georgia last year. I mean, a game he was absolutely magnificent against Georgia. Georgia had no answers for him, none. And that's the type of spirit he has. Now, look, a big part of this is this Faulkner offense, all right? And Haynes King is perfect to run this offense. This offense features a ton of misdirection, stretch zone, jet sweeps, reverses, counters, shifts, motion. It's like nonstop. They're testing you mentally, and they're testing your eye discipline on every single snap. And I think that's one of the concerns I have, given that I did not think Clemson was great in the eye discipline category against Troy. And I think this is going to be a much more substantial test in that regard. And I have said since before last year that I thought Sammy Brown will go down one of the great Clemson linebackers in history. I think this is a challenging game for Sammy Brown because Sammy wants to attack. He wants to get downhill. That can be good and bad versus Georgia Tech. You may have the opportunity to blow things up in the backfield. You may also get suckered in. And I've seen Georgia Tech do this. I saw him do it at Georgia last year. They'll run jet sweep action, and they try to bait the linebackers to come downhill when they run that jet sweep action, and then they're going to throw it right over your head. They're going to sneak the tight end or somebody else right in behind that vacated area in the soft spot, and that's what they're going to look to do. So eye discipline, we hear these words, eye discipline, a lot, and frequently it's true. In this case, it's more true than ever. It's imperative that Clemson has great eye discipline against what Georgia Tech is doing, because so much of what Georgia Tech does is window dressing. It's to deceive. That's what it is. You know, and I mean, they'll pull the old line in one direction and et cetera. You know, you're gonna see this full set of misdirection and stretch zone and jet sweeps and reverses and shifts and motions and counters. You're gonna see all of this, and they do such a great job stretching you to the perimeter. And then they'll hit you, you know, with the quarterback counter or their version of dives. And so they are going to make you defend the entire width of the field. And at some point it will feel like they're dinking and dunking, and they sort of are. But then they have big play capability too. You know, look, everybody knows about Haynes King. He rushed for 158 yards against Colorado. Everybody knows about King and his running ability, and you know, now he's healthier in terms of his ability to throw the ball, and that makes him more dangerous. Now, they don't have Singleton. Singleton's moved on to Auburn, and that doesn't help them. But they still have dudes. They have dangerous guys in space, and that's what they're trying to create. They're trying to create these eye discipline issues. They're trying to get their players in one-on-one matchups in space. I think Dabo Swinney called it I don't know what he referred to it as, you know, a new age triple option or whatever it was. But that's sort of what they are. Now, so everyone knows to a degree about Haynes King, and everybody knows about Jamal Haynes. And Jamal Haynes is the talented back. He's quick. He's explosive. There's a lot to like about Jamal Haynes. Here's the but. The but is that the backup, Malachi Holzley, is actually even more dangerous than Haynes. Holzley is a guy that worries me because Holzley's averaging 9-point-something yards a carry. He was a transfer from Ivy League school, Pennsylvania. And again, to this point, he has like 150 yards rushing. He's averaging like 9.2 or 9.3 a carry. And to be honest, the first time I saw him was game one, and I thought, whoa, Penn transfer, eh? This Malachi Holzley kid, very dangerous. So you have King. This is why this offense is difficult to defend. It's not only all these things they throw at you from an eye discipline standpoint, but you have a dangerous dual threat quarterback in Haynes King, who's one of the better running quarterbacks in the nation and always leans forward. You know, he doesn't look that big, but he always gets the extra yard or two, and he just doesn't know surrender. And then you have Jamal Haynes, who's obviously been a really effective runner for Georgia Tech, and people are well aware of him. But the addition of Malachi Holzley makes them even more dangerous because now they have multiple backs. And again, Holzley, I think, has even more juice than Haynes, which is saying a lot. And then from a wide receiver standpoint, Malik Rutherford's a talented guy. And they're going to use him in a lot of different ways. They're going to involve him in the run game. They're going to involve him in the pass game. He's a talented guy. Eric Rivers, the transfer, gives them some explosiveness at wide receiver as well. He's the X. He also doubles as a return guy because he offers them explosiveness. So the thing about Georgia Tech is, and look, this was a remade offensive line, right? Most of those dudes from last year who were on this offensive line, most of them are gone. Fusel returns. He was a left guard. That's good and bad. I mean, you know, he had some. I rewatched the Georgia Tech Georgia game. He had some good moments, some bad moments. You know, we'll see what he is. But they've remade the offensive line. So far, it looks okay. We'll see. This will be a bigger test for them in that regard. But again, offensively, it's the kitchen sink. They're going to throw all these things at you, and then, you know, when they cause eye discipline issues, they're going to throw the ball over your head, and they're going to try and lure you in. They almost want you to try and attack them. If Clemson is going to do that and be aggressive in trying to blow some of this stuff up, you better get home. You better get home. But they have explosiveness and speed and talent to get to the edge, and they love to attack the edges. And you know, that's what we're going to find out in this game. It's going to be the test. That's going to be the test for the Clemson defense. And simply put, from a fundamental standpoint of how a game is played, It's Georgia Tech needs to control first down. They have, for their, from their standpoint, they have to control first down offensively. And from a Clemson defensive standpoint, that's the counter. You have to control their first down. If you do not, if you allow them to operate in second and five or second and four, you are screwed. Because then they're going to control the entire football game and they're going to have the ball the whole game. So that's where this game is really going to be decided. From, we'll talk about the flip side later. But from a Georgia Tech offensive standpoint to a Clemson defensive standpoint, this game will be decided by what Georgia Tech produces on first down and what Clemson limits Georgia Tech to on first down. If Georgia Tech is in second and five all day, they're going to win this game. If Georgia Tech is in second and seven all day, then Clemson's going to win. That's how this game's going to be. And they're really good at dictating this because it's a very difficult attack to limit on first down, as Georgia found out a year ago when they couldn't do it at all. Walt Deptula, Road Rage, quick break.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey, Clemson fans, college football is back. And to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage, changing up a little on a Friday rejoin. We don't play Steve Miller very often, but we're going to do that. We're going to mix a little Steve Miller today, a little Dire Straits, a little, what else did I say?
ELO.
A little ELO. Yeah, that's what we're doing today. All right, to the phones, and we're going to talk college football with you, and we'll get a little NFL in later today, but primarily college football all day. Oh, my underdog play last night, Ramona. I gave you guys an underdog play, right? Here's what happens, Ramona. I made a three-way play, right? I took McManus, the kicker, to go higher than 1.5 field goals. He had three attempts. He made two of them, but that's going higher. I hit the wide receiver play easily. It was over 19 yards, and he had 44 or 48, whatever. The only thing I needed was Austin Eckler to rush for 20 measly yards, Ramona. 20 measly yards, and I win $503. It was a 75% boost. He rushes for 17, Ramona, and then he blows up his Achilles.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me? After what happened to me the other day, are you kidding me? It's an easy win, Ramona. I'm just like counting. I'm already planning on what I'm doing with the $503. Easy win. I hit. It was 100% right. It's 100% right. That's the hidden danger. Austin Eckler blows up his Achilles at 17 yards, Ramona. He's at 17 yards, right? And I had to go away from this for a while. So I'm looking at the thing. I'm seeing it's 17 yards. It's 17 yards. It's 17 yards. I'm like, why is it? It's still at 17 yards. I'm like, why isn't he getting another handoff? And when I get back to it, I hear Austin Eckler was lost to Washington because he blew up his Achilles. 3 yards short, Ramona. 3 yards short. One more carry, Ramona. One more carry. One single stick more. You couldn't have blown up your Achilles a carry later? Didn't you know that we had 503 on the line? Yeah, that's what it goes. Joe and Robert. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going, Walt? You know, something light for Friday before I get to some picks. I don't know if you saw it, but there's a trend on like social media where they're showing these Americans that were pickpocketed in Europe, and they're just waylaying on these people. I mean, it's gotten so bad that these Europeans are like, Americans, do not take justice into your own hands. Do not fight the pickpocketers.
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
Then, like, people,
yeah, we'll just let you. You know, we'll just let you steal our money. Yeah. No, sorry, that's not the American way.
Yeah, there's like this video of this woman just nailing this guy.
Good, good.
You got to teach him.
That's right.
You got to teach him.
But, it's attitude adjustment. I think it's in a Hank Williams Jr. song, Attitude Adjustment. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to steal a lady's purse, I mean, it's on.
That's right.
You know, I just thought that was kind of funny. But all these French people being shocked. Yeah. Uncultured Americans.
That's right.
Well, you know,
they already think that of us anyway. That's right. We're just gonna you people rob us. That's right. We're just gonna let your little because you think it's okay to do that with everything else right now. I mean, that whole society is crumbling. You just think, you know, nobody can say anything. You know, if you dare say anything on social media, they jail you. Are you friggin' kidding me?
Yeah, just memes or whatever, but. You know, thinking about I didn't get to watch the game well, but I was looking at NC State's. They got a big game coming up with Duke,
yeah.
And then they have, I think it's a 2-3 game stretch.
Yeah.
And then it kind of gets really, really tough. I mean, I still think they win 8, personally.
You know, I think on the kickoff show, I did not project this preseason, but I believe it was the kickoff show where I mentioned NC State, and I said, you know, none of us are talking about NC State, but they could be a surprise team in this mix. And you know, look, they're hard to read, okay? It's hard to take the temperature of NC State because, like, the first half last night, their defense was just dreadful. I mean, absolutely. I'm just horrific. I mean, they actually turned Robbie Ashford into a freaking superstar in the first half, you know? And this dude's on his fourth school, you know? And then the second half came, and NC State cleaned all that up. And the second half yardage until the last couple minutes, the second half yardage was like 220-18 or something. You know, listen to this. At one point, Joe, I had to be traveling. At one point, I'm listening to the radio broadcast on satellite radio, and the Wake Forest announcers have lost the stats. They don't have any stats in the second half. They're a little disturbed by that. Because they don't have any of the stats. And at one point, one of them says to the other, we still don't have any of the stats, so we can't tell you what the numbers are. The color guy responds by saying, no, we can't, but let's just say it's a real lot to a real little.
No, that's pretty funny.
I almost choked while I'm driving. You know, I think I spit my drink. He said, no, we don't have the numbers, but I think we can safely say it's a real lot to a real little.
You know, if games go south, you could have your radio announcers just like talk randomly about different stories like Vince Scully or, you know, something like that instead of the game itself. You know, that would be more entertaining. But, all right, well, I know you're going to pick Vandy. I know you're feeling the Vandy boys. Well, guess what? 14 plus 14. They've been talking junk. Go, you know, go in the operating room. Go do your thing. But leave the football up to the guys that actually know how to play football. 30-4. It will be 31-4. How about that? They've been talking junk. Oh, man, they've been celebrating. That's more celebration than a 6-6 team I've ever seen.
Ramona, or whatever it is you people at Vandy do.
You guys go do you. And so we'll beat Mandy. I hope the world will become right and Georgia Tech will win, but I don't see it. I hope it will happen, but, you know, I don't know, Walt. I just don't believe Haynes Kings is healthy. But, yeah, Mandy, enjoy the light for about 12 more hours or so, but it's going to end in Columbia. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Well, I don't know who's going to win, but I'll be taking Vandy with the points just based on how they've played thus far. Now, I will say this. South Carolina has seemingly owned Vanderbilt. And And I can't deny that. I'm also, I'll tell you something else I'm a little bit uncomfortable with. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with, you know, this notion that Pavia is like the second coming now and Lenora Sellers is back to sucking again. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that notion because I don't think that's true, right? I mean, I don't know, you know, listen, from a South Carolina standpoint, they still have some offensive line issues they've got to rectify. But Lenora Sellers has thrown 38 passes in two games. You know, I even heard a South Carolina fan call Ben and Kwok the other day. It's Kevin who calls us all the time. And Kevin was saying, I believe that, you know, he's more of a runner and this stuff. None of that is true. That stuff is just not true. I mean, did you watch last season? Listen. At some point, they're going to figure out their passing offense, and Lenora Sellers is going to throw the ball 35 times in a game instead of the 19 times he's throwing it. I have got a newsflash for you. If your quarterback is only going to be given 19 attempts a game, his numbers aren't going to be real impressive. That's just the way it is, you know, versus another guy who's throwing it 40 times. I'm not really sure, you know, what Shula is doing. I mean, this was the one question I had. This is not about Lenora Sellers. This is more about Shula and the change in offensive philosophy to this point. And we're going to find out whether that continues. I don't understand the reason for the hyper-conservatism thus far. I don't get it. I'm not sure what South Carolina is doing. But you need to unleash Lenora Sellers. This is the Dean Smith Michael Jordan thing, where they used to say the only guy who could keep Jordan from scoring 20 was Dean Smith. Well, I think the only guy right now, or the only team right now that can keep Lenora Sellers completely down is South Carolina, because I don't think you're letting him be himself. I'm not sure what you're doing, but you need to actually start letting him chuck it, drop him back, and let him go off schedule. You know, don't try and script him. You know, don't play to his strengths like South Carolina was doing last year. Start doing that and uncuff him. Let him go. Let's see what he does. I mean, if you're only going to let him throw, let me tell you something. If you're only going to let him throw 19 times against Vanderbilt, you're probably going to lose. I'll tell you right now, you're probably going to lose by double digits. You only let him throw 19 times, and meanwhile, the Pillsbury throw boy, Pavia, is out there, a little chunky guy running around making plays, brothers in prison. You're going to run around doing that allegedly or before. You're going to run around and let him make those plays, and you're going to do nothing in response? You're going to let your guy, who's more talented, far more talented, especially from an NFL standpoint, not throw it at all? I don't understand 19 passes a game for Sellers. I don't get that at all. Turn them loose. If you're not beating Vandy, I guarantee this. If we come back here, we reconvene on Monday, and Lenora Sellers has thrown 18, 19 passes in the game, Vandy will have won the game. There's no doubt about it. So turn them loose. But I know right now everyone's saying, you know, well, Vandy's playing better. They are. I'm saying it too. And Pavi is playing better. He is. He's playing better because for some reason – you've got Lenora Sellers in chains. Free him. Let him go. Let him play. Let him play. I don't know what you're doing. I'm just not sure. I don't get it at all. You have one of the most talented quarterbacks in America, and you're the ones keeping him down. Again, there's zero chance you beat Vandy with Lenora Sellers throwing 18 passes, 19 passes. Zero. Zero. Joe's dreams are going to come crashing down unless they turn him loose. You're only beating Vandy if Lenora Sellers is better than Pavia. And he's not going to be better than Pavia if you're limiting him. So don't Dean Smith him. Robert and Daryl, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery. The new location, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 behind Mellow Mushroom. Nick's office is right there. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. Being charged with DUI is a devastating event. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. call my guy, Nick Lavery. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in a car, motorcycle, boating accident. It's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The call and the consultation are completely free. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with that difficult decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's not a difficult decision, and it's time for you to find justice, and Nick Lavery will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Kids make mistakes. They're not fatal as long as you have Nick Lavery. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Again, free. Or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. Tell them I say it's how it works. Quick break.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles Floor Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Books down, chalk up. It's the ultimate college climbing showdown at Blockhaven. Clemson, Furman, Brevard, and Anderson University are taking to the walls for glory, pizza, and a sweet-looking shirt. Rep your school at the College Brawl at Blockhaven on Friday, September 19th. Register online by September 16th, bragging rights included. Go to blockhaven.com/collegebrawl to enter. That's blochaven.com/collegebrawl. See you there.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Some sandwiches are good. This one, it hits different. Meet the roast beef and cheddar, stacked with savory roast beef, crispy onions, and sharp cheddar cheese, all stacked up with bold horseradish sauce. And now, it's toasted. That means hot, melty goodness in every bite. Roast beef and cheddar. Bigger, bolder, toastier. Only at Jimmy John's.
Hey y'all, this is Dabo Sweeney. In football, a strong connection between players wins games. In life, a strong connection helps everyone win. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet you can get, and it's backed by folks who live here and who care about doing things the right way. Whether it's game day streaming, working from home, or keeping up with family, Upcountry Fiber is your best play. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
We are going to have fun on Monday's edition of Out of Bounds. Full recaps all around Georgia Tech, Clemson, Georgia, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, our pick'em contest, and all over the landscape of college football. Cannot wait to break that all down with you. Plus, a busy Sunday in the NFL, week two. We learn a little more about our pro teams. We're going to talk about that as well. 654 Roar to get in. Let's go.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Yeah, that game last night, Ramona, we both had an NC State in the little contest, and it did not look good early. At Wake Forest, we turned the open. We were given 7.5, Ramona. 7.5. Is that what it was in the contest? 7.5?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have the games? Because we're going to have to talk about those at some point here soon anyway. But I think it was like 7.5.
Yeah, 7.5.
Wake returns the opening kickoff for a touchdown, Ramona. Never a good sign. And now we're basically trailing by 14.5.
Yeah.
And then Wake hits another big play, Ramon, and now we're trailing by 21.5.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was 14-0 Wake Forest.
No.
And it did not look good. And we're trailing going to halftime by 7, and it still didn't look good. But the second half yardage was something like, I don't know, it was like NC State 220 and Wake Forest 18 or something. Like I said, those guys, those announcers were actually pretty funny in the second half of that game. But yeah, so that thing flipped, and NC State defensively stopped nothing in the first half. Ashford, Ramona, they turned Robbie Ashford into a freaking superstar. Robbie Ashford is at his fourth school, Ramona. Now a fourth school has found out that Robbie Ashford can't play. I don't know. You didn't catch this with...
Is that his fourth school?
Yeah. You didn't catch this with school one that he couldn't play, or school two that he couldn't play,
at
or school
two.
Three that he couldn't play. And now now you're finding out. So what's the next step for Robbie Ashford, Ramona? Is it It's either strike five or to rejoin Simpson? Wasn't it Ashford?
To go back to another one?
Wasn't it Ashford and Simpson? Wasn't that the
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's either school five or to rejoin Simpson. Now, I don't want to hear that. So please go to a different school. Find some other school where they also, for whatever reason, want to give you a chance to play. He was in the second half, Ramona. Oh, my God, was he awful. Oh, my God. Now, they took the run game away from him, and give him credit for that. You know, Ramona, I wasn't certain about NC State and Wake Forest. I really wasn't. And you know when I became certain? Do you know when I became absolutely certain that NC State was going to win the game?
When it was over and
no,
they won?
No.
Did they win?
Yeah, okay. They won and covered. Yeah. Yeah, they won and covered. They won by 10. You know when I became absolutely certain that they were going to win? When JJ called in here the other day and said he covers Wake Forest and Wake Forest is going to destroy NC State. I knew as soon as he said Wake Forest is going to destroy NC State that Claiborne's going to run all over him. I knew as soon as JJ said that I was taking NC State. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. You know, I like South Carolina is winning, Joe. I'm sure it's aggravating to brother Matt, but if South Carolina doesn't turn Sellers loose, he's not going to be South Carolina winning Happy Joe for long. I'm starting to wonder. I think you did too, that 19.5 touchdowns for Sellers.
Yeah.
I've wondered about that, and now I'm starting to wonder big time. I mean, I thought he would have 5 or 6 touchdowns by now. What has he got, one?
Yeah, I'm thinking Shula may have played the under.
I'm wondering, somebody.
You know, hey, you know, by the way, when I joke about this, I don't know whether anyone's keeping track of this or anyone's been paying any attention to this because it's not basketball season, but, and I want to get to this at some point. I don't know if I'll get to it today or not with the focus on football, but the NCAA is investigating 13 basketball players at 6 different schools for shaving points and throwing games. We have a problem, people. We have a massive, massive problem in college athletics, and it's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah, I saw that headline. I didn't read the story. They got to throw the book at these people.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Jail.
I mean,
they have to go to jail for a long time.
Yeah. Before I get to Clemson, Georgia Tech, Walt, you were talking about your play last night. I had last weekend 2 4 out of 5 plays. I had a 4 out of 5 in the Indiana game. The only thing that I missed was Hemby didn't go higher on his rushing total. But the worst, I mean the worst, is the Stanford BYU game. I just happened, right before that game came on, I just happened to get on Underdog, and what pops up? 100% profit boost. So I'm like, man, let me look at this Stanford BYU game. And I'm loving everything I'm seeing. I took Martin to go over his rushing yards. Easy. I took the Stanford running back to go lower than his rushing yards. Easy. Took the Stanford quarterback to throw more than higher than 1.5 interceptions. Bam, he threw 2. I can't remember the fourth one, but the BYU quarterback, Brockmeyer, is that his name?
Yeah, Brockmeyer.
Bachmeyer, that's it. I intended to take him lower than his passing number, and somehow in my rush, I picked him to go higher, and I missed it. On 100% profit boost, it was like almost
$800. That's not good.
No, that ain't good at all. It's dang embarrassing.
Yep.
But, I mean, I was in a rush. It was right before the game was getting ready to start, so I was trying to get it in.
Yeah. All I needed was my man to have one more carry last night, and he blew up his Achilles. I mean, that just, come on.
That's why they call it gambling.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's fantasy.
But come on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's why they call it fantasy.
Yes.
Clemson, Georgia Tech. You know, Walt, most of everything that I've ever read on Tom Allen, what stood out to me the most that got mentioned in every article about him is his ability to disguise his defenses. They're going to need that this weekend. And I hope those players have gotten straightened out. They've come off the country club. They've gotten it out of their system last week, because Clemson's defense is going to have to help Clemson's offense big time. They're going to at least have to keep Georgia Tech out of the end zone, and they need to have a lot of 3-and-outs.
Yeah, look, you're not wrong about that, Robert. In fact, I was going to get to that a little bit later, but Gardner Webb, early on especially, did a really good job of that, and they came into the game with that game plan to aggressively disguise what they were doing defensively. Now, part of it was they had a young quarterback playing, running that offense in Philo, and they thought they could confuse him, and they did. They effectively did. But, yeah, I think I think Clemson is going to have to do some of that as well. Now, I think you're going to get Haynes King, which is a little bit of a different story, but because he's seen a lot, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Walt, I think they're going to get it done. I think it's – and I put my money where my mouth is. I took Haynes King to go lower than his passing and rushing yards. I picked Randall to go higher than his rushing. I picked Haynes to go higher than his rushing. I know the other running back is hot right now, but I think Haynes is going to go higher. And I took Wesco to go higher than his passing yards, 61.5, I think it is.
What was the Randall rushing yard number?
The number I got was 68.5.
Okay. Robert, I got to run. Good talking to you, as always.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Let me get to Daryl. Daryl, good to have you. Appreciate you hanging in there.
Hey, Walt. Good afternoon.
Absolutely.
You doing okay?
Absolutely, Daryl.
Good deal. My concern is for both the Clemson and the South Carolina offensive lines.
Is this Daryl or Darren?
Daryl.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Daryl.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Good deal. But I'm concerned with the both offensive lines,
yeah.
Both Clemson and South Carolina.
Yeah.
Just thinking back on South Carolina, Dowell Loggins took a lot of abuse, and he was terrible, and he never had a good record everywhere else he was. But the common denominator of the major slide is after he left, that's when Shula took over.
Yeah.
And
three games. We've seen three games.
Lenoris has looked different since then.
Yep.
To me, he looks like a quarterback that's trying to stay healthy and become more of a prototypical pro quarterback, if you will, old-style prototypical pro quarterback. And he just doesn't look like he's the same Lenoris or mentally.
But Daryl, here's my problem with that. I don't know how we would know that because they're not letting him throw the ball. So I don't know what kind of old cell pro quarterback doesn't get to throw the ball. I mean, unless we're talking about 1970. I mean, that's the puzzling part to me. I mean, they have got to unleash him. I mean, when you have people sitting here saying. And they're not wrong saying, well, Pavia is playing better than Sellers. Yeah, he's playing better than Sellers because you're not letting Sellers play.
Right. Absolutely. But last year, prior to the Illinois game, all the games that South Carolina won, to me, they were doing that in spite of a really bad offensive line.
Yeah.
Because Lenoris was doing his Superman act.
Right.
It's not an act. He is Superman.
Right.
He gets a crease or anything, and he's just tough to handle.
He's Clark Kent now, though. They made him Clark Kent again, and they actually they actually gave him heavier glasses. They're not. They're making their own star player disappear.
Sure, and in the Batek game, the offensive line, those two guards, bless their hearts, and I'm hoping and praying that they can become improved.
Yeah.
But they were being imploded,
yeah.
Bull rush.
Yeah.
By the Batek defensive line.
Yep.
So I don't think Clemson's got quite the same problem that the South Carolina offensive line, correct me if I'm wrong, it's basically the same dudes, except they had a transfer center from Georgia Southern,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That is starting now. And so, in summary, it's amazing that South Carolina has done as well as they have done.
Yep.
Since the Lenoris Sellers era began, post
no question. Daryl, I apologize. I got to run. I'm at the top of the hour. Good talking
to
you. Quick break.
WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. Choose from one or two story designs and customize every detail in their 3,900 square foot design studio. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $20,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com today for more information.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Tough jobs need tougher protection. And now, Rhino Linings of Greenville is part of the Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters.
Get the spray-on bedliner that stands up to anything, from job site abuse to weekend adventures.
Rhino Linings delivers the ultimate in durability, backed by expert installation at Odyssey's state-of-the-art shop.
Protect your investment.